There were the athletes who appeared tense and miserable, grimacing as they crossed the line and voicing their displeasure with the experience. In the other were the runners who looked relaxed, exhilarated, and unfazed by the weather, throwing their arms up with smiles plastered across their windburned faces. The contrast was so dramatic, I thought. How can there be two totally different experiences? Wittenberg recently told me from her office in New York City, where she now serves as CEO of Richard Branson's Virgin Sport. She offered this thought. I'm convinced that the runners who were more worried about their times and anxious about the conditions tensed up in that wind and fought it the whole way, while the others, runners of all paces, including many fast people, just focused on relaxing and enjoying a great run through New York. By staying relaxed, it was as if they weren't punished by the wind as much. As is true in many situations in both running and life, the harder you try to accomplish something through sheer force of will, the more difficult the task becomes. Instead of harboring keen awareness and intuition to gracefully navigate the constellation of interactions between body, brain, and environment in adverse conditions, we blindly rely on grit, toughness, and brute strength. While those skills aren't for naught, we end up employing them indiscriminately because we are so disconnected. The synchrony of mind, body, and spirit is lost. I very much recognize myself in those overwrought runners from the story Wittenberg told me. I had once been the athlete who would get so focused on an end goal that I paid little attention to what was going on with my body and mind on the path to reaching that objective. Not only did that contribute to overtraining injuries, it also meant that when I ran, my unsupervised mind whirred at breakneck pace, needlessly cycling worries and other preoccupations. My gaze was always fixed on that clear objective on the horizon, but my day-to-day training sometimes felt more akin to motion blur in a photograph, hurried and frenetic, smeared around the margins of the image. I grew up watching the Twin Cities Marathon in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, every fall with my dad. We would get bundled up the first Sunday in October and stop at the gas station near our house to load up on hot chocolate and glazed donuts before heading to our favorite spot to cheer along the Minnehaha Creek, which flows through the south side of the city and eventually empties into the Mississippi River. Our annual outpost was near a house where the residents set up oversized speakers in their yard and blared upbeat music for the athletes. We would sit talking, eating, and offering high fives to the runners. As a kid, I couldn't wait to someday run the race myself. I caught the running bug in a serious way along that roadside. In the beginning, I simply ran because it was something I loved to do. The fresh air and freedom of movement drew me to the sport, but it was that feeling of pushing myself a little out of my comfort zone that kept me coming back. Running dialed me into life in a way nothing else did. For these same reasons, I ended up becoming a journalist and covering endurance sports as my main beat. I didn't just want to log miles myself, I also sought to learn what made other runners tick and share with readers their passion for this simple act of movement. Years later, I was in graduate school working on my degree in sports and exercise psychology, immersed in studying how athletes get burned out when an activity becomes devoid of meaning and detached from intrinsic purpose. I learned that joy wanes and performance suffers when we get so hung up on our ultimate goals that we are no longer in wholehearted pursuit of process. I considered that I might serve as a good case study. Wholly caught up in certain achievements, defending my master's thesis and training for the Boston Marathon topped my list at the time, I hardly took notice of my soaring stress levels. I was pushing, driving, and striving, with little time to rest en route. Running was supposed to be something that diffused stress in my life. I wasn't competing against anyone but myself, after all, but somehow it was contributing to it. I knew that I'd be a happier and healthier runner if I got back to basics. So began my mindful running practice. I didn't call it that at first. By definition, mindfulness is about upholding present moment awareness of the body, mind, and surroundings in a non-judgmental manner. Mindful running is meditative movement, a process that trains you to exist in the moment with greater awareness as you run. It teaches you to lean into experiences with superior intention and offers you agency when adjustments are necessary. I discovered some immediate benefits when I